Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, with no ado, or with, is it, with, what?
No further ado.
No further ado. I mean, no ado whatsoever. You get zero ado over here.
How you feeling about that?
No ado,
ado
sound fly?
No
fly,
ado.
Fly?
None. Zero. Absolutely. Actually, this is more ado than I said I was going to give you. All right, the head coach of the Houston Texans, D'Amico Ryans, talking after OTAs.
All right. Thank you, guys. Being here today, say it again. Yeah, just a little bit. First off, I know everybody's going to ask. First, is CJ not throwing again? There's no concerns with CJ. It's just general soreness. We're taking extra precaution with him, but he'll be good to go. No concerns on my end there. Really excited the way our guys are working and competing out at practice. When you see a good team, what excites me is you're seeing both sides make plays. Offense, defense, there's a lot of back and forth guys making plays. So really excited to see where our team are here in our second week of practicing. They're really growing, developing, taking the steps we need to take, and it's fun to watch. For CJ, it'll be, like I said, he has general soreness, and we're just taking extra precaution with him. When he's ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Did he have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the questions, that's it. That's it for him. Like, it's general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Your timetable now that you're in OTA going into mandatory next week. Is this in your purview where you think you should be or where you think you ought to be?
And for our entire process throughout the OTAs, for me, the mini camp doesn't change anything. Like, it's still the same process. Can you see continued growth from the guys? And it just reminds me of last year, like some rookies like Kamari and Kalen, watching them last year in these settings, watching how they competed, watching how they just their impact showed instantly. They showed up, they were making plays, and you see how those guys performed throughout the season. So I think we have a similar situation this year with some of the rookie wide receivers and Noel and Higgins, just seeing their immediate impact on our offense, the plays that they're making, like seeing the way they work, the way they compete. I'm hoping that translates to the season as well. Similar to Kamari and Kalen, I think Jalen and Jaden are two guys who can really help us out this year.
Looked like they cut out for a minute.
Oh, well, I guess they cut up there. Man, well, I mean, even just the early parts of that, already very, very intriguing. We'll see if Fig, let me know if we can get him back at some point.
We got him back.
We got him back? All right, here we go. More from D'Amico.
From your perspective, is there certain position groups that are easier to make an impact as a rookie and some that are harder, or is it just individual?
Every position has its own set of challenges. When it comes to expectations, nobody can exceed low expectations. So for me, it's always about having high expectations. That's why we do what we do. We're in the top of the top when it comes to sports. NFL, it's the best of the best. So if you want to compete, you want to improve each day, you show up and work the right way. You follow Will Anderson, you follow Kamari, like you follow Petrie, Stingley, those guys, like you're gonna improve and you're gonna figure it out.
What is him so when you look at the transition just in the early stages, what have you noticed about Blake Fisher?
I can barely hear you, but
Blake Fisher, how do you feel about his transition from last offseason to what you've seen with going next?
Blake has been dialed in. Blake is doing a good job.
Oh, there's another cut out there in the presser. We'll see. Man, that's because that definitely want to hear the answer.
I really wanted to hear that.
Yeah.
And from Tim, last offseason, it was a big challenge for him just getting the weight down, getting in shape, getting ready to go. Now he's in shape. He's able to stay out there, be able to take the coaching from Coach Rod, who's doing a great job. And now you can work on those finer details. With Tim, one thing we're challenging him on to get better is his – explosive hands. Like, how can he play with explosive hands and get on and off blocks, disengage the right way? And Tim is doing a good job with that.
With Ronald Dart, we'll take these two. Actually,
you guys are connected last year. Some of the biggest challenges them on to get better.
From the guys last year, when you look at, I talked about Kalen and Kamari, the cool thing about them is, and I hardly had to coach Kamari, because he showed up with just this extreme work ethic, this mindset that he was the best guy out there. So when you get guys and you scout guys who have that mindset, it's a lot easier to work with guys. There's a lot less to work on. There are always a few technical things, but for me, the main thing what I challenge guys on is that mindset to be great. I believe in anything you try to do, if you're going to be good at it, you got to put hard work in. Everybody who has a job and whatever you work to do, whatever you work to serve and your purpose, like, you have to work hard at it to be effective, and that's the same here on the field. So we get guys with the right work ethic, getting better, growing, it's going to be easy.
Ronald Darby's decision, would you like to add another veteran to get some depth in the cornerback room?
Yeah, for Darby, with the decision that he made to retire, I know what that decision is like. It's not an easy decision, but I just want to wish Darby the best. I know it's a very difficult time to step away from the game that you love whenever that decision comes, whether, you know, it's voluntary or it's your body saying you can't do it. It's difficult because you've done it for such a long time, and I don't take that decision lightly. And when it comes to us and how do we fill the position, yes, we'll look to add another corner. Whether it's a veteran or a younger player, whoever it may be, we'll look to add a guy.
Last one right here. What can you tell us about
Christian, Christian is working hard, and he'll be ready to roll for a training camp.
Indianapolis for the combine, you talk a lot about wanting to change the culture and kind of the mindset of the offensive line room. How have you seen that develop, albeit not in pads right now? Like, what are you able to change right now?
That's a great question. Our offensive line, the mindset, I see it drastically changing. I see Coach Cole Popovitz, his instant impact on those guys. You can see it from the way they work in their individual drills, the way they come off the line with low pads. It's just the small technique things that you see, how they're dialed in on their hand placement, just speaking the same language. One of the coolest things I've seen when we were working out in phase two, we work out, we activate our guys here in the bubble, and we all travel outside to do our different drills. And to see the O-line come out, and whoever was out first, they waited on the other guys. And they waited, they joined together as a group, and then they traveled down to the opposite end of the field to do their position work. So that just shows me that togetherness, that connection that I truly believe in. You want to be a great unit, you have to be connected. So Cole has kind of spurred that connection, that intensity, the mentality that I'm looking for. And we have that. We have the intangibles of what it takes. Now we just got to go out and get it done when we put pads on. Cool. All right.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Little choppy waters, but ultimately that is still the head coach of the Houston Texans, DeMeco Ryans, after the OTA practice today. If I am correct, which I believe I am, the last of the OTAs before we get to mandatory minicamp next week, I believe it's the 10th, where that gets going. There's a few things that were interesting, even of the things that we heard. I've got to admit here, Lopez, as somebody who has been a relative skeptic when it comes to the way that they put this offense to the line together, understanding and hoping that they are correct in the idea of some of the changes when it comes to, you know, the way that they put this thing together, the schematics of it, like finding a level of development there. I wanted to see more talent there. That might have been the most encouraging thing that I have heard on this offensive line to date. DeMeco talking about the mindset, him being able to see that the mindset is drastically changed with this. In the various ways that he said it, right? Because I think he talked about, you know, as evidence of it, right? The pads, the low pads coming out, kind of speaking to the way that they are dialed in, which feels like he says that in some, and, you know, it doesn't necessarily always have to be that. Sometimes we do this, especially when a player is in a new place. Anything that he says feels like it's a juxtaposition to the previous place that he was in that similar vein. The idea of, hey, man, they're working hard, low pads at this juncture. Kind of feels like, hey, compared to last year,
oh, he flat out said it,
right?
Yeah.
They weren't working. They did not have these details. The hand placement. Speaking in the same language was an interesting thing that he said there about the offensive line, which made me again talks about like maybe a lack of cohesion that he could see previously to what he is seeing now. And then the little anecdote he has of like a player coming out, getting out there first, and waiting for the rest of his team and speaking to togetherness. Like, how does that hit you? Does that just feel like rah rah kind of whatever, or does that feel like it's something tangible and matters?
Look, it could also be interpreted as rah rah. We know that coach speak, all that stuff. I don't feel that in this case because. If you go back to last week, Wednesday and Friday, this week, today, and the things, the catch words, the catch phrases that he's using repeatedly, they speak to what the issue might have been and we all project and believe was last year. How many times has he said low pads, small technique things, and hand placement? A dozen?
I mean, he said it a number of times. Yeah. It's been noticeable at the very least.
And so, too, has Nick Caley. Low pads, technique, hand placement. Low pads, technique, hand placement. That is something that they have clearly emphasized. You mentioned the mindset, but what he said when he talked about the mindset flat out said, I see it drastically changing.
Those are the words, drastically
changing. Drastically changing. Yeah. And that means, you know, from last year when clearly there was an issue. So that's point number one that you can take away. Now, look, it's OTAs. It's early. Let's all say it together. I get that. But I think there's three things that you can kind of, you know, begin to cull from what he said. Offensive line definitely is one. And if you are in the camp, I think Kamari Lassiter is going to take a big leap this year, then you're in that camp with D'Amico Ryans. He loves him some Kamari Lassiter. When he was talking about some of the expectations on the rookies, he said, you follow Will Anderson, which we knew already.
Yes.
Then he said, you follow Kamari.
Which is high praise to be put right
there. That is about as high as you can get.
Especially when you consider, like, there's a lot of leader guys on this team, right? When you talk about leader guys, who would you put up there? Azeez Al-Shaair is one of those guys. Jimmy Ward is one of them guys. Jalen Petrie, we were talking about yesterday, feels like he is one of those guys. And Matt Burke had a level of giddiness as he was talking about him on Friday. All of those guys you jump out ahead of when you go Kamari Lassiter.
Yes.
That is high praise.
Yeah, and from D'Amico. He said you follow Will Anderson, you follow Kamari, and then he got followed up about the rookies and what you can expect. Which, by the way, he said Jalen and Jaden, two guys that can help out this year. You know,
and not just that they can help out this year, because that's one thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that would be meaningful in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing that took it to another level is that he almost did a direct juxtaposition, and maybe I need to listen to it again. He might have clearly done this, a direct juxtaposition between Nolan Higgins and Lassiter and Bullock.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, again, looking at the seasons that those guys had, even the guy that you say would have had like the lesser of those, which is Kalen Bullock. He was deeply impactful in taking the football away, even though he had some lapses that allowed for big plays at times, which was maybe the biggest weakness of this team, right? Even then, strong defense, or not of this team, but of the defense, I should say. The biggest weakness of this team is very evident. But, I mean, Kamari and Bullock covered themselves in glory.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about a tandem. And so I think that is one high expectation for those guys. But also I do wonder if he sees it also from like a companionship situation, because that, you know, the guys that call themselves Hawk and Locke, right?
Yeah.
Those guys very much have a rapport there. I do wonder if he sees Nolan Higgins being in that same way, like being those guys on the offense where they will have that partnership, kind of off the field. As we know, they like to go fishing together and have that level of competition, but then also on the field.
Yeah, and so then he circled back again with that reference point. He says, I hardly had to coach Kamari. I mean, he loves him some Kamari. So if you're thinking about, all right, as good as he was last year, we might get bookends, you know, with Stingley and Lassiter. And so that is very exciting. And then the third thing that clearly stands out, I mentioned this to you guys off air as we're listening to it. The phrase of the day, general soreness.
General soreness.
General soreness.
Yeah, that was the thing. And I saw our guy Ocho was like, man, D'Amico's sick of these questions. And I think he also used he also said that the media wasted three questions. I think that they were different questions, and they were all trying to get to something with CJ. And I kind of, this is a tough thing, right? I want to make sure to be clear. I understand that, you know, this the general soreness or what have you, muscle tightness might not be a big deal. I don't really understand the caginess when we get to certain places.
It got a little cagey.
Especially this question in particular, right? Whether CJ had work this offseason on it. And that is the place where D'Amico really tried to draw the line. He's like, guys, no answer on that.
He said, that's it for CJ, CJ question.
And I am very confused as to why, like, because that's not a no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was kind of hoping somebody ask him another CJ question just to kind of see what he did.
But that is clearly not a no.
That's it for CJ.
I am not asking.
To try to answer that question.
And that one feels like, if it's a no, pretty easy no to jump up there.
Very much so.
And I'm not trying to be a rabble-rouser here. I understand it feels like everybody's like, yo, the CJ stuff is getting to rabble-rouser territories. I'm not trying to be there. I'm just pointing out that's an easy one to say no to.
And what's CJ, 24? Something like that?
23.
If you're me, you can have general soreness. I got general soreness every day.
Well, I think you can also, you can have general soreness if you use that all the time. Like we've all been to the place where, like, I know for, I used to work as a cashier, mm-hmm. and I standing up all the time. I got soreness in my legs from standing up all the time. Like, if you're utilizing a portion of your body a lot, it makes sense for it to be sore. And he mm-hmm. is utilizing that arm. That is the golden arm of the Houston Texans. Like, yeah. it makes sense for a level of soreness. I just don't understand how we go, yeah, did he have any, like, procedures on it? And you go, sorry, can't answer.
That's it for CJ.
That's a little yeah. concerning to me. I've got to be honest.
Y'all getting on my nerves. Now, I ain't talking about CJ no more.
Right? And I look, it is their prerogative, I guess, to answer in that way. I just don't understand what the benefit is to answer in that particular instance.
The thing like is, that. It's going to make it worse.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to make it 10 it times does. Worse, man.
He knows this because we were here, what, how many months ago? With Christian Harris. Like, any update on Christian Harris?
Yeah.
I'll let you know.
Y'all keep asking me, I'll let you know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but you got any of this Christian Harris information? You looking for some Christian Harris information? Sorry, dog, flat out. I'll let you know next
now,
time.
Now, the one thing, let's be completely fair, you know, they're adamant about, you know, no real worries.
No concern.
About him coming back or whatever, but still. General soreness is definitely the term of the day.
Reporting for duty. That's right. So, yeah, that's D'Amico Ryans talking about this team. Speaking of Christian Harris, by the way, he did give us a little Christian Harris because he was asked that again. He said he will be ready for camp. Mm-hmm. That is basically he'll be ready for camp. And what does that do for you here, Lopez?
I mean, that is absolutely one where you have to not see it when you believe it. I mean, believe it when you see it, but you know, you're definitely looking forward to seeing what he might be doing.
I would take his word for that one.
But I still want to see what Christian Harris is doing and how they line him up and you know, how much he plays.
Right.
Yeah, but he'll be ready.
Yeah, well.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Another day of OTAs down technically within here in Houston. We'll see what else comes out of the OTAs media for today. Later on in the program. But coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including the College Football Hall of Fame battle was announced. Let's talk about the absolute studs that are on there and some other things. We'll do it next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.